Okay, well, let's begin by naming our sins to God the Father.
好，我先跟天父认罪。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for this time and opportunity that we have to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这个机会，能够研读你的话语。
We pray that as we learn about your promises and your plan, that we believe in these things in order to make them a part of our spiritual life.
而且我们感谢我们能够学习你，能够了解你的计划，而且让我们的属灵生命可以成长。
And so we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
就是感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now we're sort of in the end stages of talking about some of the covenants or the promises that God gave to people in the Old Testament.
我们现在差不多已经讲到比较后段的有关神对于给予人的各种约定。
We'll move into the new topic. It's still about the angelic conflict, but we'll be talking about the end times.
我们在谈这个神与人的约定呢，也是属于天使的，
天使的征战。
哦，对，天使的征战。Sorry， 重来一遍好了。
Wow. We need some revision.
我们整个大题目是天使的征战，然后我们现在在谈的是人与神的神与人的约定。那我们已经到了神与人的约定的这个小主题的比较最后了，然后呢，当我们把这一小段讲完之后，我们会进到下一个，就是末世。
Okay, so this is what's called a segue. I've written it up on the screen here. It's segue. A segue means like a transition. So you're changing. You're going across from one place or one subject to another.
所以我们现在呢，把这个地方称之为一个转捩点，就是从一个主题要转到另外一个主题的这个中间点。
But it's really interesting because when you look at the Bible, because the Bible is cohesive, and cohesive means bringing things together, it's all joined together. When you look at the promises God gave to Abraham, and then what he did with Moses, we were talking about Moses as well,It all relates to the end times.
我们要了解啊，整个圣经的教导啊，它是非常的有融合性的，就是它一个跟一个之间的主题不可能是完全切开的，是互相有关的。
I think a lot of believers, they get excited about studying about the end times. And when I talk about the end times, really we're talking about the rapture, the tribulation, and the Armageddon campaign, you know, what they call Armageddon.And the establishment of the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the millennial kingdom.
当我们要谈到这个末世的时候，会让我们很兴奋哈，因为谈末世就会谈到我们被提，然后会谈到这个大灾难的时间，那个时期。那同时也会谈到这个耶稣基督再度回到人间来进入这个千禧年。这一切非常非常将会非常戏剧化的所有的过程。
Okay, I'll just go over those again one more time because these are the sort of the four main aspects I think you would have of what's called the end times. And I'll just put here the millennial kingdom. Okay, so when people talk about the end times, we're talking about everything that happens after the church age.
所以当我们说末世的时候呢，其实就是所有的过了，有就是等于是所有教会时期结束后要发生的事情，就被称之为 end time。
And I think it can be broken down into four main sort of events that are mentioned. And these events are actually mentioned, not the rapture, but the tribulation Armageddon campaign and the millennial reign of Christ. These are all concepts from the Old Testament.
Can you just explain again Armageddon campaign?
Okay. The Armageddon campaign is the time when Jesus Christ comes back, but before he can set up his millennial reign, there's going to be a great war in Israel. And so this actually happens during the tribulation.
OK， 所以当我们在谈这个所谓的末世的时候呢，有四个大事件好将在末世发生的，一个是就是被提，一个是大灾难时期，然后第三个呢就是耶稣基督回来好的所有的这些事件里面包含了这个其实耶稣基督回来的过程，也就是在我们也会是在大灾难的最后的期间啊，因为那时候呢将会发生非常多的战争，尤其在以色列这个这些犹太人很多会被杀的这个状态。然后第四个呢就是千禧年好这个耶稣基督回来掌权好，这一共有四大事件。
The word Armageddon actually, and this campaign, it's like a great battle. This is when Jesus Christ comes back to save the Jewish people. And it happens just at the very end of the tribulation. And because Jesus Christ wipes out the enemies of Israel, then basically that ends the 7-year tribulation.
So this Armageddon, this Armageddon campaign,这个好像大事件哦，它其实是一场大战争，也就是耶稣基督他在大灾难期最后的阶段的时候，他回到地上，然后呢，在以色列那边将所有的仇敌好打，就是他打了一个胜仗，就铲除了所有的仇敌，就把大灾难时期结束掉。
Yeah, and actually, the word Armageddon comes from the place where this campaign, where it first begins. And the place is actually called in Hebrew, Har Megiddo. And Har means like hill or a valley. So we're talking about the Valley of Megiddo. This is a place in Israel. It's a sort of a place that had big battles there, even mentioned in the Bible. And it's a big valley in Israel.
好，这个 Armageddon 这个字呢，其实跟以色列的一个地名是有关的。这个地名叫 Har-Megiddo， 那这个地名呢，就是将会发生耶稣带着大军跟仇敌打胜仗的地方。
When Westerners are talking about Armageddon, this means like they're talking about the end of the world, but often they get confused about what part of history.And even like some globalists, what are they called? Global warming people? They'll even use the word Armageddon to talk about the end of the world from global warming.
So Armageddon, 如果你在英文字典上查的话，它就是世界末日好的这个翻译。那其实很多人都使用这个词，包括那些比如说环保人士啊，在讲地球暖化的这些人啊，常常利用这个 Armageddon 这个字呢，来表示这个将会有世界末日，这个整个全球暖化会造成世界末日。
But this is a biblical concept, and again, if you're talking about the tribulation and the Armageddon campaign and the millennial reign of Christ, these are all mentioned in the Old Testament.These are Old Testament doctrines.
这个末日的四大事件就是被提大灾难，然后这个末日战争，还有这个千禧年，基督掌权。好，这四大件事呢，都是其实在旧约里面就已经提及。
Actually, I just started tribulation. See that the rapture is not mentioned. The other three are, but not the rapture.
对不起啊，这个。被提这件事在旧约里面有写到。
Yeah, you have to remember that the rapture is actually part of what we call the mystery doctrines of the church age, because that's something that belongs only to the church.
因为在这个被提的这个概念呢，其实是属于这个教会时期才会有的事情，而教会时期在旧约时候的所有的先知书里面是都没有提到的。
As Paul mentioned in the New Testament, he was talking about this mystery age and he talked about the mystery doctrines, referring to the church age because there was no mention of the church in the Old Testament.
这个也是保罗啊，这个使徒保罗他后来去定义这个教会时期，他把它称之为 mystery age, 就是一个神秘的时期。
Okay, and the rapture, which means when the church is taken up, and we don't know when that happens, but when the church is taken up, that's related to the church age. It's got nothing to do with the Old Testament.
所以呢，有关这个被提的这个概念呢，也是在这个教会时期，也就是神秘时期才有的，神秘的教会时期才有的一个概念。
Okay, but you know, when we talk about end times, generally we include the rapture. And again, after the rapture, that's really when the end times begin.
而当我们讲到这个末世的时候呢，我们就会一定会把这个被提这个是概念也放在里面，因为呢，当基督徒被提的时候呢，就是整个末世开始的时候。
Now we're going to talk more about that later, but there's just one more concept I want to add for now, and then we'll go back to talking about Abraham and Moses, and then we can come forward. Remember, we're in a transition, but just one more concept I want to talk about is the word, the day of the Lord.
好，那我们呢，现在只是大概提一下末世的这个概念，因为呢，我们还是重点，今天是要谈的是摩西，好，这个神跟摩西的时代的人所，以色列人所立的约。那因为我们是在一个过渡期，就是一个 transition， 从这个一个时代到另外一个时代的一个过程中，所以我们先提一下末世的概念。
Jesus talks about the day of the Lord, and many times we hear this phrase day of the Lord, but it can be talking about different events.
我们现在要来谈一个概念，就是耶稣常常提到主的时间。那但是他谈到这个 the day of the Lord， 主的日子，他其实常常是在不同的事件的时候提到。
But when we're talking about the return of Jesus Christ at the end of the tribulation, this is also referred to as a day of the Lord. So, for example, the rapture is called the day of the Lord for believers. And that's just one day of the Lord. And then we have the, when we get our evaluation in heaven, that's also called the day of the Lord.
而当我们讲到就是主的日子哈，这里面常常会用在不同的地方，包括在我们被提的那个时间点，也可以被称之为主的日子。那也当我们就是当神要来评估我们所有的基督徒的那个 evaluation day， 也是被称之为这个主的日子。
And it's also mentioned in the Old Testament. For example, I've just brought up on the screen. I think you can see the Bible on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
We have Jeremiah 46:10.
好，我们看一下耶利米书的46:10.
Okay, so it says, "For this is the day of the Lord God of hosts." Remember the word "God of hosts." That means Jesus as a soldier. He's the Lord of the armies. A day of vengeance that he may avenge him of his adversaries.
这边提到就是当那日，就是主万军之耶和华的日子啊。我们要记得主是万军的首领。
Okay, and it says that on the day of vengeance, he may avenge him, meaning avenge the Lord of his enemies, and the sword shall devour. So with his sword, he's going to wipe out the enemies.
而且呢，就这个日子呢，就是要向敌人复仇的日子，他的剑必尽情吞吃至饱。
Now, this is talking about when Jesus Christ comes back at the end of the tribulation for the Armageddon campaign.
对呢，这其实是在讲耶稣基督呢，他在末世的时候，在七年大灾难结束前，他回到地球，然后会打一场大胜仗，会把这个所有的仇敌都用他的剑杀光。
So there you clearly see a reference from the Old Testament regarding what's going to happen in the end times.
所以呢，从这里呢，可以看到呢，在旧约里呢，就已经把末世的状态写得很明白了。
Okay, now there's going to be, just trying to find, there's a New Testament verse, but Jesus is telling the disciples, he talks about this day of the Lord as a great and terrible day.
然后在新约呢，也有那个耶稣在跟他的门徒们讲， 这个神的日子，它是一个伟大而恐怖的日子。
Now, just see if I can find, I was just listening to Max teaching about this last night. It's an interesting use of the term. You have the word great, and which is, you know, usually something good, and you have the word terrible, and they're used in the same passage.
因为昨天 Tim 他也在上 Max 牧师的课的时候呢，他也提到了这一块，他说非常的有趣。
I was listening to Max teaching from Matthew. Jesus was talking about it. But we see the reference here as well. Now, this is in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 11.
好，这个是在约珥书的第二章第十一节。
Okay, so here we see it here. And there's a term used, and you see it more than one time, and Jesus uses this word as well. He's talking about the day of the Lord is great and very terrible.
好，这个地方就是讲到耶和华的日子大而可畏。
Now, yeah, usually great means something that's to be esteemed. You know, we can also mean great as like huge or big. But great is often, if you talk about a great person, that's going to be the opposite of a terrible person.
一般来讲呢，我们在说很伟大这个词的时候，跟这个所谓很可怕这两个词，我们很少会用在一起的。但是在这个地方，耶和华的日子大而可畏，是把它一起用了。这个大是指的是伟大，可畏就是那个 terrible, 可怕。
Well, you could ask your friend, you say, you know, how was your trip to Japan? And they might say it was great, if they had a good trip. I had a great trip. Or if it was terrible, say I had a terrible trip.
就是我们平常这两个字啊，伟大跟可怕，很棒跟可怕。很少会用在一起，比如说你问一个朋友说你去日本的玩怎么样啊，那个朋友说哇很棒，或者说很可怕，这两个几乎不可能摆在一起的。
Or in this context here we're talking about a day, and you can use the example, you ask a friend how was your day, and they say it was great, or if they had a bad day they could say it was terrible.
那如果我们讲到说那个日子，你说哎，你今天那个日子怎么样，那一天怎么样啊，那个人会说哦很棒，或者说哦很糟，就是很可怕。
And that's pretty much the context we have in Joel 2:11. He's talking about the day that the Lord Jesus Christ comes back to the earth to destroy his enemies. And when he's destroyed the enemies, then he sets up his kingdom.
而这个约珥书的二章十一节呢，它基本上就在讲的就是末日的时候，当耶和华回来的日子。它是非常伟大而可怕的，那整个战场上是非常惊人的。
Now on that day when Jesus Christ comes back, there's going to be believers in Jesus Christ, and a lot of those people will be Jews, they'll be in Israel, and they're going to be suffering so much from the enemies of Israel, which is basically Satan, and then when Jesus Christ comes back, they're going to say, this is a great day.
当耶稣回来要来这个来跟仇敌打仗的时候呢，这些犹太人，相信耶稣的犹太人，他们必定会觉得这是太棒了，这是伟大的一天。
And for the enemies of Israel, who are also the enemies of Jesus Christ, it's going to be a terrible day. You know, they're going to die in fire, and then they're going to be sent down to torments.
而但是呢，对于这个耶稣的仇敌，或者是说以色列的仇敌，就会觉得这一天是一个非常恐怖的一天，因为他们就会被送到无底洞去了。
Yeah, so again, you know, this is going to be a great day for some people, and it's going to be a terrible day for others.
所以呢，这一天将会是一个很棒的一天，对很多人来讲，那但也对很多人来讲会是一个很恐怖的一天。
And actually for us as believers as well, we're going to be a part of that day because when Jesus Christ comes back, we'll be coming back with Jesus from heaven. This is at the end of the tribulation and we'll come back. Now we're not going to be involved in the war, but we're going to see everything that happens.
而对我们这些基督徒而言呢，这也会是一个很伟大的一天，因为当那一天我们全部都会随着耶稣回到地球上面来，那我们 可能并没有参与这场战争，我们并不参与这个战争，但我们会看到这个战争在我们眼前发生。
Yeah, so for us, it's going to be a great day as well, because finally we get to see Jesus Christ avenging his enemies.
所以呢，那一天呢，对我们这些基督徒都将是一个非常伟大，好的一个很棒的一天，因为我们将会看见耶稣基督如何的对那些仇敌复仇。
So that gives you some idea of what, you know, how we're looking at this and how we're going to be able to tie the Old Testament together with the New Testament.
好，所以呢，我们从这里面就要可以看得到呢，这些旧约里所提到的这个末日跟新约的在谈的事情是如何的连接在一起。
Now, so what we'll do though is we'll go back to the Abrahamic covenants, because these are the covenants which will be fulfilled when Jesus Christ returns.
所以我们现在呢，我们要过回头来看一下摩西跟神之间的约定，而这些约定呢，将会在耶稣基督再回来的时候，好，全部都会被满足。
And obviously between the time that God gives his promise to Abraham and the time that Abraham, the promises are fulfilled, there's a lot of history that has to take place.
而这些神跟人所定的约定，很多事情啊，都要在历史上被一一的被验证，被满足。
And this is something we need to understand in God's plan. We have to be very patient because things take time and God has a purpose for everything that's happening.
从这里面要理解到，就是我们必须要很有耐心，因为神的计划很多是需要很长的时间才逐一能够实现的。
But actually, God gave Abraham a little bit of a clue. If you remember when God was promising the land to Abraham, he promised that big piece of land, and he also said that your descendants, your children and grandchildren, all of the people from you will be as numerous as the stars in the sky.You can't count them. He's basically saying you can't count the number of descendants that you will have.
就像神与亚伯拉罕所立的约，好，他给的一个约定呢，是他将会得到这个地土，同时呢，他的后代子孙会如繁星一样的多，好，是无法数清楚的。
Actually, that was one of the promises that God gave to Abraham, and we haven't really talked about that, but the fact that he's going to have a huge family, like a huge tribe of descendants.
而这是神给亚伯拉罕的应许，这个应许是非常的大，而且他的后代子孙将是非常惊人的一个大的一个民族。
Okay, now we see that, for example, in Exodus 32:13. So this is Moses praying to God. Okay, so Moses is reminding God about his promise here. This is an interesting prayer. He's referring to the promise in order that the Jewish people can move into the land. And so he says here, you, God, said you will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven.
出埃及记的32:13，好，这边他在提醒神，你要记得当初神给亚伯拉罕、以撒还有以色列、yeah. 就是雅各、哦、他们神给了他们等于他们以色列人的祖先的一个应许。
God had promised to Abraham, he'd promised about Isaac the son, and Abraham didn't have a son yet and he was very oldAnd God had said, well, hey, take a look at the stars. Can you count the stars? And God said, as many stars as there are here, this is going to be like the number of your descendants.
所以这个故事呢，从神第一次告诉亚伯拉罕说你将会有如天上繁星一样多的后代子孙的时候呢，那个时候其实亚伯拉罕还没有生以撒呢，他这个老人已经对于他会有子嗣是已经完全失去了任何盼望。
Now, I think it's almost impossible to count the number of stars, even just what we can see. At the beginning of the evening, sometimes you can see a few stars happen. You say, oh, there's one, there's another. But once you get into the middle of the night, and if you're in a place where there's no light, like if you're out in the middle of the wilderness, if you're in a desert or in the middle of the sea where there's no lights from the cities, the numbers of stars in the sky is just really, it's uncountable. Millions, probably.
而我们在讲说后羿像天上的星那样多哈，这个星星到底有多少啊？我们大概有一些经验，在城市里也许你晚上看得到几颗星星还数得清，但是你如果到一个荒郊野地没有光的地方，尤其在大沙漠啊，没有任何的人造的光线的时候，那个天上的星是，尤其是那种夜深夜的时候，那天上的星是根本数不清的。
It just occurred to me actually that some of you that are in, you know, learning these lessons, maybe you were born in a city and you were raised in a city and you spent all your lives in cities and you've never really had a chance to get out where there's like in the middle of nowhere. We say the middle of nowhere. If you've been in the middle of a desert or somewhere where there's no light around you and at nighttime you look at the sky and the sky is just full of stars.
No.Tim 就想到说搞不好有一些我们的同学们从来就都是在城市里生长的，所以没有真的经验过那种在那种荒郊野地好完全没有人造的光害的那种环境下，在这种深夜之中你可以看到天空是有数不尽星星的经验。
But some people might have been to a small village. Maybe your parents live in a small village away from a big city. And you will notice that the stars increase. But really, it's not until you get to a place where there's absolutely no lights at all. And you can turn off the lights, you know, of your car or your house or wherever you are. And then you look at the sky. And that's really when you can see the beauty of the heavens at nighttime.
那如果你没有这样的经验的话，真的非常鼓励你啊。到一个非常的这个非常非常非常的荒郊野外没有人造光的地方去感受一下，在这种夜深人静天上的星星越来越多越来越多，好，简直就是会把你给压垮的那种很大的数量无法数尽的满空星星的这个经验。
I should actually mention also, it should be a night where there's no moon or before the moon has come up.Because once the moon comes up, that adds light as well. So that sort of blocks out the stars too.
哦，同时呢，最好选一个是没有月亮的日子，因为当有月亮的时候，啊，或者是有云的时候，其实还是会遮掉很多星星。那有月亮的光的话，也会让星星的光有的时候看不见。
And I imagine it was probably some kind of a night like that when Abraham was told by God to look up at the sky.And have a look at the number of stars, and this will be the number of your descendants. So maybe there's no moon, and there was no big cities with lights around as well. So Abraham would have seen the sky completely full of stars.
所以呢，当神跟亚伯拉罕提到说，我将让你的子嗣如天上的星星一样多的时候，那一个晚上应该就是一个没有月亮，啊，然后非常晴朗，然后又是在一个荒郊野外的晚上。
Now, again, it's even impossible for scientists to count stars, and they give estimates about numbers of stars that might be in our galaxy and in the universe and things like that, but really, they can't count the number. They say it's almost unlimited, but of course, every star is known by God, and there is a limit to the number of stars, but we just can't count them. There's too many.
而实际上呢，很多天文学家也试着要去数天上的星星啊，到目前为止，他们也都是说多到不可数。那当然，对神来讲，每一颗星星都是他造的，神是绝对知道他造了多少颗星，只是人无法算得清。
Now, what I have heard, I think in Israel at the moment, if you talk about Jews in Israel at the moment, and even in Israel now they have Arabs as well, but if we just talk about Jews, there might be like 7 million Jews in Israel.
现在这个亚伯拉罕的子孙就是以色列人到底有多少呢？我们也不清楚，但是在以色列的土地上的以色列人现在是差不多700多万。
And then I think around the rest of the world, they say there's about 14 million. So I think in the world right now, there's about 20 million Jews. That's sort of one of the numbers I heard.
那据说呢，在这个以色列以外的犹太人大约有1400万左右，所以总 total 大概是2000万左右的犹太人。
And that's just for our current generation. So obviously, you know, from the time of Abraham to now, you've had many, many generations. So, you know, we're talking over 100 million Jews, probably.
当然，从亚伯拉罕到现在已经可能多少代了，不晓得多少代了。所以这些各代的人加起来也可能有一亿个犹太人出生过了。
Okay, and then of course we're going to have perhaps many more generations. If the end times don't come soon, we could have quite a few more generations. So there's going to be more Jewish people added to the line of Abraham.
而末日还没到，所以呢还会有更多的犹太人会生出来，所以到时候整个亚伯拉罕的子孙当然是还在增加中。
I now say maybe, you know, the end times could actually start beginning tomorrow, if we get raptured tomorrow. And as part of our topic, we're going to talk about how we're always getting closer to the end times, but it could be very soon.
而但是末日何时来呢？谁知道呢？说不定明天就是末日啊。我们每一天在过的日子中都是让我们更靠近末日。
Okay, but for the numbers of people, the descendants of Abraham,even if it's like 100 million, you know, that's a lot of people. You can't count that number, really. Obviously, you could if you tried really hard, but it's very difficult to count that number of people.
所以重点就是要数清亚伯拉罕的子孙不容易，大约从亚伯拉罕到现在可能有上亿的人。
Yeah, so yeah, this is one way that Abraham could understand as well that before God fulfills his promise, it's going to be a long time because the number of people of Abraham, and they have to be believers as well. So from that number, you have to take out believers. Those believers that come from Abraham, there's still going to be a lot of people and they're going to go into the promised land that God has given to Abraham.Here we're talking about the promised land being the great piece of land. Remember from the Euphrates River?
That's down to Egypt.
No, that's not canon. That's really talking about the, I call it the promised land that God promised to Abraham, really. But that includes canon. Canon is just a very small part of that.
在神给亚伯拉罕的应许中还包含了神给他的应许之地。哦、这些人呢就是亚伯拉罕的子孙都将要回到神给的应许之地，这是神的应许，那还未完全发生。
I'll tell you what, let's stop for 5 minutes. Are we going to 11:30 today?
Yes.
Okay, so let's stop for, we'll say 10 minutes and then we'll come back at about 5 to 11, right?
好，我们休息一下，10:55回来。